More With Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More With Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who went to high school in a one-room schoolhouse, Mr. Richard Avery.
I actually didn't. The school I went to was pretty big.
Yeah.
Lots of people. I was the only white person there. And it was a good school. I enjoyed it. I never went, but I enjoyed it. Nice. Like, I never went.
No, I think this is the first time you've mentioned that you're actually white.
Yeah. I think they've seen me in pictures and videos and hands.
I mean, just like your
Not
hands.
Not me, but my hands and things like that.
I mean, although I
No, 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 but there's pictures of me on Audrey's site that people can see.
I've listened to a few episodes of you and on with Mime Freak and stuff. Yeah. You can tell you're the white guy in that relationship.
He makes me whiter than
white.
Oh,
he makes you
like... right now, I'm not that white, but with him, I'm
really... albino.
I'm fucking Snow White.
So, I mentioned that you went to school in a one-room schoolhouse, much like, say, Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
Because we were talking with our upcoming guest. We were talking about high school.
Yeah.
And what it was like in the good old days. And we brought up high school relationships. So we thought this would be a fun topic, and I think this is something that everyone relates to.
You went to high school.
I did. I think most people went to high school. So without further hesitation, Miss Kira Nicole. Sorry, we totally fucked up that one.
I know. Talk close to the mic.
Hello.
Closer.
Hello.
You know what to do that thing.
She knows what...
Yeah. My mouth is on the mic.
She is right on that. Exactly. Just so you... Do you know how many famous porn stars have put their mouth on that mic? Ron Jeremy was one of them. And as you were sniffing it, that's where his balls went. After he ate
that's
Chipotle.
That's disgusting.
He ate
First
Chipotle.
Of all, I do clean these. I want to be clear.
Oh, bullshit.
I do.
Do you throw them in like fluff and
No,
fold?
I clean them with disinfectant spray before each time we record.
I really wish you would like throw them in the washer or something.
No, I do in the hand wash sometimes.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't want these germs on this shit.
Okay, now we're just behaving.
These girls have like serious STDs and ADTs and BTTs and who knows what other they have.
Okay, wait.
Still focus.
Wait, yeah. Hold on. Were there STDs back when you were in high school?
No, not really. Not too much.
I mean, HIV hadn't really happened yet. Or officially.
No, not really.
The clap.
We just, you know, talking about relationships, my thing was high school was just getting girls into the dark room. And to show them what develops.
Make
enlargements.
Nice.
That was our thing. Just getting girls. Didn't you get girls in the dark room?
No.
I think that's where I saw my first boobs.
I was the only photographer in my high school year for my high school yearbook for 3 years. There was never a girl in my dark room. It's very sad.
Sad.
It's very sad. So I heard that our guest today was a gigantic slut in high school.
What?
Is that true?
That's what I heard. I read it on Twitter.
Is that what you read? I tried to be.
Yeah.
But you're not really a huge slut if you're, you know, in your group, your circle is with the Mormons. So,
well, oh, the Mormons. Yeah. Are we classifying one group?
There are
the Mormons. The Mormons. In quotes, the Mormons. Mormons. Wait. So you grew up.
You only
in
hung out with Mormons, groups, though. That was it.
Religious groups.
But you only hung out with them. You didn't have other friends outside that group.
I did, but not really the type that
you didn't party with them.
With the Mormons?
Yeah, there's not a lot of partying.
The Mormons are kinky, but they don't really, you know, they're very judgmental about my decisions.
Right. Did you, the first time you had sex, was it with a Mormon?
The first time
or
I was
a Jack
banged.
Mormon?
And did he wear special underwear?
Sorry. Whoa. Okay, let's hear it.
Finger banged in the back of a movie theater.
What was her name?
His name.
Oh.
It was a him.
Okay. She hangs out with girls.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I snuck away. From a youth group, and we went to a scary movie, and I was on my period. He went down on me, and he wondered why my pussy, you know.
A little irony.
Yeah. It was dark. Right. I didn't know what was happening. You know, it was very confusing, but...
But you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it.
My question,
I did come.
What movie?
The Haunting of Emily Hart.
Emily Rose?
Emily Rose. Yeah.
Do you remember the movie at all?
No.
It's like, she's like, movie. I'm happy that you remember the title.
Yeah. The Haunting.
Now you know the DVD. You own the DVD, and every time you masturbate, you put that on.
Yes.
Okay, well, we have a mildly similar story, except for I didn't get finger banged or anything. But there was a girl, and I'll only use her first name. There was a Mormon girl. She was a senior. I was a freshman that I was obsessed with. Her name was Allison. We were in the production of Little Shop of Horrors in the same thing. She played Audrey the whole thing. Somehow my nuts dropped and I decided to ask her out. I'm not old enough to drive, mind you. So I said, can I take you to a movie as long as you drive? Sure. She's Mormon. This is why it almost... There were three movies in town, in the nearest town, which is 20 miles away. One was called Gladiator. Not that one. The other one, the boxing movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. The other one... And
Brian Dennehy.
The other one was a movie called Sleepwalkers, which was a Stephen King movie.
Right.
The third movie was a little movie starring Sharon Stone and Michael Douglas known as Basic Instinct. Guess which movie we went and saw.
Basic Instinct.
Sleepwalkers. So I also, because we had no idea what Basic Instinct was. It was not like you could Google it or
Did she pick
tomato.
You up?
She did. She came and picked me up. And I was like, I got a kiss on the cheek. So after it was all done, that's what I got. Whoa. But that was like my badge of honor. Like, I'm like, fuck yeah.
I got a story. Close.
Which horror movie did you, which horror movie did you go to with a Mormon?
I had a similar situation. I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. I call this my first date, too. I was a freshman. I was in Spanish class. There was a girl in the Spanish class named Sylvia. I won't give her last name. Sylvia was just hot as fuck, and she was a Mexican girl, and she was hot. It was, like, super, super hot. So I was a freshman. I didn't have my license either, and so I asked her out to go to a concert, and she had a license and car. So I asked her to go see Smokey Robinson live. And so she said yes, and she picked me up, and we went to go see Smokey and had, like, second row seats. It was amazing. Came back to my, she drove back, and we did make out a little bit in the car.
Nice.
Yeah, she gave me a little bit of that, but then we never went out again.
Oh.
So, Kira, did you actually have sex in high school?
I did. Yes, I was with a guy out of high school. He was on the swim team.
Oh.
And he came to my swim meet, and I was in my one piece. And
breaststroke.
Yeah, total breaststroke. Doing the breaststroke. He was 19, and we fucked on his bunk bed while his mom was in the other room doing hair.
Wow.
And she opened the door and said that she's going to leave this open so she could hear us.
But you still fucked.
And we still fucked.
But quietly.
But no, he wasn't very quiet because the bed was like...
And it's bunk bed.
And
so,
he didn't know what he was doing.
And if you're on the upper bunk, you're... Okay, so wait. So how long did that last?
Oh, gosh. Probably like... I don't remember, actually. Probably like 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm still doing that. At 38, I'm still hitting that 5 minute mark. I'm
Best
feeling good about
life.
Yeah, exactly.
Quality over quantity.
No, like 7 minutes.
You like 7 minutes? Is that your good time period?
I'd like more, but minimum.
Oh, minimum 7 minutes.
Seven
Sorry.
Minutes.
Wow. Just going down on me.
Okay, like oh. So then, like 7 minutes of going down on you.
7 minutes of oral.
Okay, then maybe another 7 minutes of fucking.
Yes. Well, I'd like more fucking.
What is it? What does it
what
take
about
to
cuddling?
Get in your butt?
a lot of, I don't know. I've never stuck things in my butt.
No, not to you know, because I grew up in a very Mormon area, and you.
Yes.
We're Mormon. You dealt with the Mormons. Now, yes. Not to beat them up, they have very strict ideas of how you go about hanging out with boys because there's a certain age. So basically, girls
well,
that are
inform me. I don't
well,
know.
Well, meaning yeah. basically, Let's... you're only able to hang out with girls until a certain age.
16. Yeah, I wasn't able to have a boyfriend, the one that finger banged me. I wasn't allowed to have him. I was like 15, and then at 16, I met the older guy, and then of course, you know, we fucked.
But you're not allowed to even talk to boys up until 16?
It's yeah, the temptation's there, so yeah. they don't want you like they really, you know, involve you in
do they
in church, so.
Cuz I don't know a lot about the religion.
So no like high school dances, you know, unless
we,
you're going with just
yeah,
the girls.
I didn't go to prom, I didn't do any of that stuff. I did swim and I did my school activities, but
right.
I didn't have a lot, whole lot of friends during high school, just like my small group and my sister and her friends, and that's about it.
Yeah, that was one of my problems in town, because well over half is Mormon, and if you're not in that group, it's difficult. You're not going after, they're you don't go after the Mormon girl.
Right,
you,
but I was going to say, they don't go after the outsider and vice versa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, and one thing, and this is funny, and this is one thing that I learned and I totally missed out on in life, is that you can keep your virginity as long as you do it in the butt.
I don't know about that.
That's what I was understanding, and I hear that Salt Lake said if you want to fuck a girl in the ass, you can go to, like, Idaho Falls, where Rick's College is, or wherever it is, or you can go to Salt Lake City to Brigham Young, and you can fuck bitches in the ass anytime, because they're still a virgin.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I think that's bullshit.
I agree, but, hey, it happens.
But, hey, yeah.
So, and you had a boyfriend in high school?
I did, yeah. I was in a 5-year relationship before porn, so... It was...
So out of high... During high school?
During high school, yeah. End of high school. It was my first job, and then at my grandma's company, I was a receptionist, and he was like 23. I was like 16,
17. Whoa, statutory.
Yeah, my parents didn't like that.
Been there. Been there, done that.
And I'm proud of it, too.
Yeah, totally.
So 5 years, and were your parents okay with this? Did they not know? Did they?
They knew, but they didn't, know a lot of things that we did.
Was he Mormon?
He wasn't Mormon. He was Christian.
Oh, boy. You're going to hell.
Pretty much.
I think we all are. As I always like, I'll be there first, and I'll save you a seat. Okay.
I hear it's sunny this time of year.
Just ask for me when you get there.
What's your perfect. Place?
We'll take care of it. Go ahead.
He'll have a whole Julie Land section over there. He'll be running the hell blog.
VIP section.
Exactly. His is going to be 24 hours a day of nonstop podcasting for eternity.
Yeah.
Welcome to More with Mo. Here's episode 10,852.
Mo, it's getting a little hot in here. Can we turn on the air conditioner?
Exactly.
God.
Now, I didn't really date in high school. I had a crush on the last thing. No, I didn't lose my virginity until I was in college.
Whoa.
With episode one, my ex-wife. Yeah, we.
So you like? Oh, that's right. I remember we talked about that.
I never had sex, so I didn't have that high school experience. I went to prom with a girl, and I was very. I'm not aggressive. I get very shy. I don't go after it. I've had girls that have come up to me and go, "You want to have sex, right?" Yeah, then let's fuck. I had one girl go, "I've given you a lot of signals here, and are we?"
Yeah.
What?
It's that like.
Exactly. And I ended up fucking in the ass later. Right. Yeah, and it's like, oh, I'm totally down.
I'm a little
really come over to the. And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
I'm a little slow.
Well, I think it's because I didn't have that experience in high school. I think as growing up and then losing my virginity and then getting married, I missed out on that. Learning how to date, learning how to hook up with girls, that type of stuff. So do you think you being a slut in high school?
Sorry.
Did it help you?
No. I mean, the only time I had two relationships in high school. One, and then I ditched
one with her chemistry teacher.
One was, I tried. No. Math teacher.
Okay.
At a party once, I got finger banged in front of a few guys. Because I was really drunk. That was the first time I got drunk.
That's hot.
I know.
That's actually really hot.
I was wearing a skirt, and he pulled me onto the sectional couch in front of everyone and started finger banging me. And I was super drunk, so I just sat there and I just started getting super loud. And then the rest of the school the next day was just. In silence. Like, I just felt everyone on me and you're the girl that got finger banged in front of 16 guys on the swim team.
Wow. Now hold on. Here's the question. Was this putting on for the show, or did it just happen and guys happen to be around? You know, there's always those you make out and all the guys see whatever, but, or was this, let's see what she'll do, doing the thing.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what those men were thinking. I'm sure they were thinking, he didn't know how to finger bang me because he made me bleed. He was just really banging into kids me. Today. I was so drunk, though.
But that's why you don't mess with the kids.
Yeah.
Kids today. If you stay away from kids, you go experience.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited.
So no more high school boys finger banging you.
No, no more. Those days are over. Yeah, it's really good on sex.
Do
on
they
set? Oh, sex is good on set.
Do you? So now you're a porn star, and yes. Do these guys all know all that your classmates? Do they all know that you're doing porn?
I think so because a few of them added me on Instagram and
Twitter
and have messaged me and
hey,
told
what's
my
new?
My family. Like, yeah.
Hey, Kara, I remember you on the couch.
But most people like they know me and they're like
they're not shocked.
Oh, you were always like a hidden sexual person. Like I never was like, oh, I want to suck your dick right now. But if I, you know, if you were lucky enough,
if you take
if
me,
I, lucky
I was just saying, if you take me to the right movie, I will.
If you take me, to yeah, right.
As long as it's a horror
the IMAX.
Movie.
Exactly.
Ooh, IMAX. If that's IMAX 3D, we're going all
we
the way.
We stop by the concession stand.
Exactly. And you get me some jujubes, I'm fucking jujubes, blowing your ass.
I'm swallowing. Exactly. Jujubes, I'll swallow all day.
Wow.
No popcorn though, because I don't like the
no,
stuff.
No,
it's
no,
like
no.
Exactly. It'll nick
maybe
your
a little
dick.
Icy.
It's not good.
A little cherry ice.
I just love the fact that you're like, I always love the fact that girls like that, like you get out of high school and all these, and that some girls, have you seen, some girls have committed suicide because they've been slut shamed basically for doing porn. You know that one girl that one girl did one scene and then the whole town just jumped all over for it. She ended up killing herself. It was really
That's
sad.
Terrible.
It's sad.
That's
Way
terrible.
To bring the show down.
Yeah.
No, but I just want to say like, but do you fear that? Has anybody slut shamed you in a sense? And do you give a fuck about what they think?
That's actually very good. I have thought about it. You know, like there's people where I'm like, oh my gosh, they must look at me and not, you know, my sister just had a baby girl and I worried about, you know, her reaction
right.
to me being around and raising her, but I don't give a fuck. Like people right. when, you know, when they're like, oh my God, I know you, but they don't know me as what they right. knew me as. Like I was chubby in high school, so I was like 165 pounds. People are honestly like, damn, like
Mo, you would like her back then more than right? We know how you are about chubby.
You would have liked me chubby.
Listen,
he likes chubby.
No, I like a thicker girl. No. I'm
thick. I call it chubby.
Fluffy.
Now I had a
squishy.
I had a question about this then. Then if you were, my 20-year reunion is coming up soon, right. and I'm taking Alex home, and they know about porn, they know all this stuff, and it's going to be a shock when I, you know, when I show up, and it's going to be interesting. Now, I'm wondering
went to my reunion, I'm pretty sure every single guy would just like line up and try to make me like. Suck at their cocks.
We're talking about a gangbang here.
Yeah, like a huge Mormon blowbang. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so then.
A returning missionary blowbang.
Could you find the guy who finger banged you poorly at the party?
I know his full stupid name too. Yeah, I could find him. I could.
Were you guys in the same class?
I'm going
recreation. Go back to the same house, same thing, watch the audience getting finger banged and see if it's any better.
That would be awesome.
And then go, dude, really? Which a decade and you haven't learned better? You suck.
If he makes me bleed, then... Yeah. Oh. No.
It's disgusting.
I missed out on
a lot, too. I mean, I'm experiencing more of my, you know, sexual side now and enjoying it now than back then.
But
it was very confusing.
Speaking as the oldest person in the room here, I do advise everybody all the time, it gets better as you get older.
Everything, yes.
Especially sex just gets better.
My looks.
In the 20s, yeah, but that's,
better.
But in your 20s, it's all about trying to figure out what you like and don't like. Yeah. Then you hit your 30s and you know what you like and don't like, and it's way better.
Yeah.
And then hopefully in the 40s, you get to the 40s and you're like, okay, I know what I like, but I can't do it as many times as possible. Then you get to your 50s and it's fun.
And you're like, and then your 50s, you got
happy with a hug.
Yeah, you get a hot girl coming over and you're like, hey, did you know that House of Cards just came out? Let's watch about 8 episodes.
Were you here yesterday? That's what happened yesterday.
Do you want to fuck? Have you seen House of Cards? Actually, at 38, I'm the exact same way. Going, honey, I mean, if you want to blow me, but seriously.
House of Cards, I'm not done. I'm only in episode 4. Call me in 6 episodes.
Exactly.
Put the subtitles on. Come on.
No.
Kevin Spacey's awesome, and not in the weird gay way. It's because he's fucking awesome.
Exactly. No, but I also think that, like, high school, It's weird. I went to my reunion years ago, and it was my tenure, and it was weird. It was just weird. It's a weird whole weird thing.
Well, who wants to go there and like meet everyone that you hated? Like, I mean,
well,
I
don't that's what's gonna be.
Yeah, but
that's the fun part. But
I had a weird high school life. First of all, I never really went. I cut class all the time. Like, I hardly ever went. Like, you'd see me when they had official senior cut day. That was like the one day I did go to school, just to fuck with everybody. Yeah. So I had that experience. But what was great. I mean, I liked high school. I played sports. I did all these things. I was taking pictures of everybody. I mean, I started taking pictures when I was 10. So that's all I was known for. Best part about everything, though, I always tell people, it was 10 years later, was going to the reunion and getting voted the person who changed the most. And I was like, all I could think about was like, thank God I changed. Can you imagine 10 years later and you haven't changed?
That'd be very sad. Yeah. A lot of jocks are like that.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like all the jocks, all the cool kids in high school, the jocks.
Are the lame ones now.
Yeah. They're all now, they were all like working
all
in factory.
All the pretty ones are the ugly ones now.
Or they're knocked up and they're married with two kids already and their
lives
are over.
You had your time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what, I always have this philosophy about life in general that I always tell people, like, I have this philosophy where you either have it early on in life or late in life.
Or late in life.
You never have it your whole life.
Yeah.
Wait, I haven't had an it yet then.
I mean, unless you're like.
It's going to be late in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, you have, then you know, whether you're saying you're in high school, you're the cool kids, or you're the jock, or the, you know, the leader in a sense, or whatever.
Yeah.
I wasn't that, but I was friendly with everybody.
Friendly.
You know, I got along with everybody, and I went to a school that was pretty crazy.
Well, you took nice pictures of people.
Well, yeah. I always tell people, I grew up in the school was like 60% Mexican and 30% black, and then there was a handful of others. and I was like, I always tell people, I didn't know I was white until I moved to LA. I didn't know. I was white. Oh, really? But the thing about it was like, it's just that whole, like, I had a great social life in high school. That was good. And I was chasing girls all over the place and trying to get them in the dark room whenever possible. And that was cool. And then at the time I was shooting for modeling school. So I was always around girls and 99% of my friends are women. It's always been that way. But it was like, but actual school, like, I didn't go. So I don't really know what that like was like.
That's funny. I was thinking, because I photographed girls in high school as well. And it wasn't until after it came out around town that I had gotten into porn. All of a sudden, I started getting messages on Facebook.
Wow.
Of girls that had been like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this, blah, blah, blah. I had a couple different girls ask how the girls do anal sex. Two different dudes from high school got hooked up because I explained to their girl what they need to do to be able do anal. But I had one girl. I'd never had
sex. Call Phoenix Marie.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And they were so like shy and whatever about it. And it was cool. And it's going to be interesting to see them at the class reunion. Mm. But where I was going to go is I found out that some of the girls that I'd photographed, one in particular, all the girls thought I was having sex with because we had photographed so many times. And she goes, and I was like, no. And she goes, really? We all thought she was just denying it.
Right.
And then they found out that they thought I was sleeping with other girls too. One girl goes, well, yeah, you were using your photography. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
I didn't. Nothing. Yeah. I was like, I could have.
I'm just thinking
now,
though. You're gonna go to the reunion, and all the women are gonna come to you for advice because they all read 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, they're gonna go. Because oh my God, look my pussy.
They could be like, Mo, hey, so how do you do that Ponja stuff? Do you know where I can buy a fucking ball gag and a butt plug and da da da? You're gonna get all that like weird.
I'll sell it to them for markup.
There you go. Bring all the
go
toys.
To my website and you can learn how to 50 Shades of. Purple.
I mean, that's going to be interesting going back and they knowing
50 Shades of Average.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting go back with the
porn
girlfriend. Yeah. And they know that I do it, but they don't know. The people don't know the average Mo. They don't know about this world.
Exactly. You bring those business cards.
Exactly. But you know what I mean? And so it's going to be a little bit of shock where you're going back and you are going to be...
Am I going back?
Yeah, I don't. But you're going back as the object, if you will. I don't even know. No. You're going back and they're all going, I want to fuck her because they did this. I'm going back with people going, curiosity. Do you expect questions? Do you expect to be approached by it?
Would you even go back?
No, I would not go back. Honestly,
oh, really?
I would love to see the reaction on some of their faces because I was not treated nicely in high school. But
well, you were fat. Why would
I was? Yeah, I like treat they're nice. Not nice chubby. To the fat, the chubby kid. The,
I wouldn't
you know,
treat you nice. I would have ignored you. And
the Mormon chubby girl.
I would have been get out of the way, chubby. Get out of the way.
No
get
doors open.
Like, hey, you're blocking my view of the skinny girl. Get out of my way. Sorry. you know I like skinny girls.
Wow. I was holding stuff in, and you just fucking went off.
I'm crazy. I'm just.
But no, you've grown up, and now you're. You're a whole different person. You walk in, and it's gonna be people going, "Whoa!"
Now she's a whore. Yeah, she's a slut and a whore.
I've had a few people hit me up, and they're like, "Wow, like we didn't recognize you first of all, and second of all, like how can you do this?" I'm like, "I love what I do. Like, yeah. I don't really care. I fucking love it, and I make a lot of money doing it. Yeah. And
show me the money.
Yeah, show me the
you
money.
You know how you're a cashier at Target making $9.75 an
you're
hour.
Still living with mama.
Yeah, exactly. I make what you make in a month in a day. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, and that's a huge thing.
Totally. But the thing about it is too is I think every girl I've ever known, and I know a few. Mm-hmm. I always tell them, like, just make sure you're like being smart about it and remember that keep perspective. It's just sex. Should be fun. And if it stops being fun, don't do it.
Yes, I agree. You know, it is fun right now.
Yeah.
Having so much fun.
Exactly. And if it stops being fun, you don't do it. But be the best. Go big or go home.
I agree.
Go big or go to Chipotle.
Chipotle, proud sponsor of Moral with Mo. So, do you have any advice for the girls out there that
for all the Mormon
listen?
Girls?
Any of the Mormon girls in high school about relationships? Do you have any advice of what to do?
Relationship advice
for girls in high school?
Oh, for girls in high school, don't give it away.
Sell it.
Fuck those guys. Like, I mean, don't fuck those guys.
$1,000 an hour, babe.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I guess best advice would just be you're gonna grow up and then you're gonna change into a completely different person. So everything that happens in high school
means nothing.
Like it's my everything that happened in high school I've grown from and I'm so much better from it. So
are you friends with anybody from high school?
I'm not.
Yeah,
I mean,
I left, I was like, at graduation, I remember just saying, goodbye, everybody. Like, I never want to see people like this.
No, you mean, adios.
Exactly. A big
literally.
Fuck you.
You know, and then like a year later, I'm in my car driving, fuck you all, I'm out of here. Like, I don't give a fuck. And
every time I drive by my old high school, I'm like, fuck that. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, exactly. I would tell them, like, who wants, and every time I meet people who are like, yeah, I'm still friends with my friend from high school, I'm like, really? Like, what the fuck? That's weird. Like,
you couldn't make any other new friends. Like, those are the friends that, like, you grow up and like you're growing into yourself, so they grow into kind of how you grow into. So that's why it's hard to make friends when you're older, because everyone's set in their own ways already. But
yeah, exactly. So Richard, do you have any advice to high school girls and boys in relationships?
Well, if you're in high school and you're a cute girl and you're 18, call me. And I'll make you a star. Just do what I say. Don't question anything I tell you. Just do what I say.
Just do what the nice man says.
Exactly.
And you'll get milkshakes.
Milkshakes and maybe I'll take you to the movies.
And condoms.
And condoms.
Milkshakes and condoms.
Well, I guess my advice would be to the girls out there is, you know, help out the guy that's the photographer in high school that doesn't have any game and at least blow him in the dark room because...
You won't regret it.
You won't regret it and he'll take better pictures
of you.
But
is that true? Nowadays, they don't even get a dark room. I had a dark room.
If you crawl under the computer and blow me while I'm doing retouching on Photoshop...
It's because people like you ruined
I'll turn off the light. Yeah. I'll turn off the light and throw up a red light. Ooh, yeah, throw up the red light, crawl under the desk, I'll continue retouching, you blow me, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah, that works. But yeah, because like in my day, we had the dark room. That was all you did for 3 years was try to get girls in the dark room.
In the dark
I failed
at
that.
I was more home economics. Is that sewing and cooking?
Yeah.
Some bullshit?
Some dude's underneath the sewing machine eating her out. I'm making an apron.
I always just remember telling the girl, like, okay, so you know how you put the print in the trays, right?
Yeah.
And you put her in front, and you're just behind her, and you'd be like, okay, you look, now watch as we agitate.
Yeah,
like,
hold the tray, we gotta agitate.
Like, she's holding the tray with both hands, and you're like grabbing her tits, and your ass, and you're fingering her, and shit like that. Yeah, okay, that's good, that's real good. And they'd be like, all right, let's go in the next, let's make some more prints.
Really? It has to stay in the fixer that long? Yes, it does.
Disgusting.
Miss Nicole, where can we? Where can all your high school people stalk you at?
Yes, you can find me. You can find me on Twitter at Kira Nicole XXX, and I'm on Instagram at official Kira Nicole, and I'm on Tumblr. You can find so many naked pictures of me and solo masturbation videos and all that fun stuff to get off at.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at you. I don't want to tempt any of these Mormon boys, but they are quite tasty.
You got it, boys.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a challenge.
Mr. Avery, I don't know if any of your classmates actually know what the internet is, but if they wanted to find you...
They're still alive? Are they still alive?
Yes, they're alive. Kind of. I don't talk to them. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about the past. I live to the future, and I win every time because I'm surrounded by beautiful, hot, sexy, nasty, crazy sluts.
And Mo.
Yes.
Mo's cute.
Well, for any of the people that I went to school with and any girls that I wanted to bang, you can follow me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And my name has changed a little bit, so you can find me on Facebook also as Mo Reese. And if you do all that and you can track me down, check me out on theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.